Hey guys, so I have a new name. I decided to rebrand and just make everything brand new from scratch on this podcast. So my name will not be Food for Thought anymore. It will be Sharday's Thoughts. I just feel like since I haven't been on here for a while and since I had the same name for 2.5 years and I feel like other people have the name, I decided to just go with Sharday's Thoughts. So whenever you see a recording, don't worry. This is Sharday's Thoughts. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the podcast, and it is still the morning time, California time. I honestly don't have any idea what time it is. It's like 11 something, but we're going to talk about consistency in friendships. I posted on my social media, do you expect all friendships to be consistent, like hang out, keep in contact, etc? Comment below. So I have like a bunch of comments because I feel like this topic needs to be talked about. I feel like nobody else talks about it like on a podcast or anything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, speak about it on my social media. So that's exactly what I did. One person has commented, no, you get busy with relationships and family. The best friendships are the people who would understand this. And when you connect again, it's like you never missed a beat. I said, but what if you barely see them or hear from them like at all? I get life gets busy, but we are more consistent on social media than keeping in contact. She said, my best friend and I live in different states. We don't talk all the time or see each other. Sometimes we cancel plans last minute, but if they're true friends, the space won't matter. You want quantity, or actually you want quality over quantity. I said, I kind of disagree with that because honestly, I do low-key disagree with that. Like I get that, you know, some friends live out of state. And some friends lose touch, but I have friends out of state and we aren't that consistent with keeping in contact back and forth. But when we hear from each other, like we hear from each other, like not just for a brief second. I said, but if you don't want to be around your friends and want to be in contact, I don't think it's like clingy, because she did comment like, you know, it's kind of clingy. I think I have a male's mentality sometimes. I'm very distant. I don't even like clingy guys, LOL. She said, no, not clingy. I'm just a distant person. I like people who understand that I go away and deal with life, but still come back and love the same. So my opinion on that is, I know that you like still deal with life and stuff like that, but I feel like if you are going through something and you don't want to talk about it or like want to be bothered, I just feel like it would be nice to just like send a text to that friend or close friend or whatever kind of friend they are and just say, hey, I'm going to distance myself for a while. I'm going through some stuff right now and I just feel like I just need some space from everybody and just want to disconnect myself. And I also do think that if you're trying to disconnect yourself, I don't feel like you should be on social media posting about, you know, anything at all or any of your business or like anything personal that give hints on what's going on with you. I just feel like if you're trying to distance yourself 100%, I feel like you got to distance yourself from everything and everybody, like work and come home and try to deal with your situation or whatever you're going through. And then once you're ready to talk, then talk to a friend, talk to family, talk to a therapist. Cause I feel like when you talk to somebody, like it's just a weight lifted over your shoulder, or at least that's how I see it. Like me, I used to be ashamed of going to therapy, and I used to be like, I don't need therapy, like screw it, like I don't need any of that. But at the same time, it's like the therapist doesn't know you, the therapist doesn't know your background, and they're not going to sit there and judge you. Because I do have or had people in my life who I thought were my close friends, but all they did was judge me and, you know, kind of assassinate my character if I even speak about anything or express myself. So yeah, I just feel like if you want to distance yourself, just go and distance yourself and take the breather and then come back. And then like once you're ready, then, you know, just tell them what was going on. And if not, just keep it moving and go get help. So another person said, definitely, I see the trend of like people saying friends don't gotta talk every day in ETC, but that's bull. I get life happens and stuff, but if I had a best friend, I'm definitely speaking to her daily or every day and hanging out when I can. And I do agree with that subject. I just feel like if you're close friends, like I get life gets in the way and stuff like that, but please explain, you know, when you want to distance yourself, like, don't just go ghost. And like, if I send you a text, or if I call you, or if I want to be around you, then let me know like what's going on, instead of me like wondering, or anybody else wondering, like, hey, like, what's going on with them? Hey, are they okay? You know what I mean? Because sometimes people get the wrong idea of when people are distancing themselves, or if people don't want to talk all the time. Sometimes people think, well, maybe they don't like me, maybe they don't want to be my friend anymore, maybe they don't want me in their life specifically, but they're just around just to be around. Because I did feel that way at one point, a while ago actually. And it's not that you're supposed to feel that way, but sometimes people tend to kind of get how do I say this, kind of discouraged and kind of offended that that close friend is distancing themselves, not contacting them at all whatsoever, but then they got their own stuff going on. Another person has commented, what makes a friend a real friend to me is consistency. Check up when you can, wanting to hang out when they have time, and always put in effort to make sure that they can, even when they feel like shit. Someone who isn't a friend will not put any effort and don't want you to do anything with them. And but that being said, someone definitely doesn't have to be texting you all day every day to be a true friend. Actions really speak louder to me to determine who is actually appreciative of your presence and existence. Sorry guys, I haven't done this in a while, so like if I'm kind of like a little, you know, a little off, just like ignore it. It's just been a while since I done like my podcast. It's been almost a year. I'm gonna keep it real. But yeah, that is the comments on that section, is that basically people are saying like, you know, sometimes people have their own life going on, and then some people are saying like, hey, maybe it's like something that they just regularly do, you know, stuff like that. And I do agree, and I agree to disagree, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like if you are like a close friend, if you're trying to distance yourself and if you barely hit them up, let them know what's going on, or don't let them know what's going on, or, you know, just like give them something. Don't sit there, leaving them hanging for a long time, because it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like that's kind of not right, including if you guys are supposed to be super duper close. But that's just in my opinion. I feel like some people agree to just disagree on the subject, and me, I just feel like with me and friendships and stuff like that, I don't have a lot of friendships. I had many friendships before, but like honestly, when my dad passed away, I lost a lot of friends, I lost a lot of people, because people weren't just my cup of tea anymore. And I'll get more into that in another podcast that I'm going to do next weekend. But yeah, sometimes people grow apart, sometimes people have their own lives going on, but then at the same time, it's like 10 out of 10, we're on our cell phone 50 times, maybe more in a day. We always have our cell phone in our hand, we're always on social media, we're on social media more than we talk to our friends. And I just feel like if you're that type of person that doesn't want to talk to nobody, doesn't give any explanation, but you're supposed to be their friend, like don't be all up on social media posting memes, posting statuses, and then answering in the inbox, and you know, like doing all that extra stuff. It's just like, it's not that hard to find that person's number in your phone, find their contact them, be like, hey, how you been, or catch up on coffee, or catch up, do what you want to do with that friend. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm very to myself, I don't hang out with many friends. I only hang out with probably one friend, which who I talk to like probably every single day. And it's just like me and her, we have our own life going on, and we do work full time, and plus I have a baby on the way, but we always make time for each other. Even if we don't talk for a few days or almost a week, like we still talk like nothing has changed or anything like that, because we contact each other like all the time, phone calls and all that. She's like the only person that picks up the phone for me when I call her at all times. Like there's never a time where I'm sitting there wondering, calling her for a couple of days and she's not answering, and she never answers the phone. Like she's always a phone call away, you know what I mean? And sometimes you need people like that in your life. If you can't sit there and think that every friend is going to be like the other friends, you know what I mean? Like everybody's different. And I just feel like 10 out of 10, like not everybody's gonna be your close friend as you want them to be. Like just because you knew somebody for a long time doesn't mean they're like your close friend, if you barely see them or even talk to them, like, they're kind of like your friend, but like in a way not a close friend like you used to be. Like, there's a difference between knowing somebody for a long time, and there's a difference between knowing somebody for a short amount of time. It's like everybody's different. Everybody's friendship is totally different. And I just feel like some people need to realize that. And I feel like some people need to kind of speak up if they feel like that friend is distancing themselves, or you barely hear from the friend. And if nothing changes, then like, I just feel like don't waste your time on that, like, at all. Like, don't sit there and be texting first all the time if you barely get a text back. Because I know I have an issue with texting people first, and then I sometimes don't get an answer back until, like, I'm gonna say like a week or two later, couple of days later, whatever. So then I was like, okay, you know what I need to do? I need to change it. I need to stop, you know, texting back and forth on and on. And with me, when I text somebody and I don't get a text back within probably a day, I'm gonna text them again, hey, good morning, hey, how's it going, you know what I mean, or anything that's going on, then I'm gonna text them about it. But like, I get like late texts are like a big deal, but at the same time, it's like sometimes people don't want to talk, and you know, you can't control that. But then again, it's like I said, we're on our cell phone all the time, so I feel like in a way it just doesn't make sense sometimes. So then another person has commented on my other post, which is the same exact post, and she said, no, the reason being is because we all have our lives and families we have to attend to. A true friend will always look past that and continue to be there for you. I said, I feel it's a trend because we are always on our phone and on social media, consistently always got our phone in our hand 24/7, which I just stated that, yes, we always got our phone on us. We're always on social media. Name one time where we're not on our cell phone, not doing anything. We're just checking our phone. You can't name it. We're always doing something on our phone, even if our phone isn't even vibrating or even ringing or anything like that. We're still on our phone. If there's nobody texting us, what are we gonna do? We're gonna get on Facebook, we're gonna get on Instagram, we're gonna get on YouTube, we're gonna get on all the social media platforms, or you know, try to do something on our phone because we want to be on our phone. I just feel like it's not hard to kind of communicate, you know, if you don't got that communication. I just feel like if there's no consistency and there's no communication, don't waste your time. And another person has commented, yes, I believe in consistency and honesty. Consistency isn't always hanging out, but keeping in touch once in a while. I don't believe in bullshitters, people who make plans and blow you off over and over again or lie, which is true because sometimes people do be lying to get out of situations like, hey, I didn't text you because, you know, like my dog died or whatever. I can't think of any other lie because I don't sit there and I don't lie to people about me not texting back, or hey, I couldn't hang out that day because I was too busy. I don't know. I just feel like you gotta really know the person to know if they're a bullshitter or not a bullshitter. Another person has commented, sometimes even friends close or far away get busy with life and we all have to be understanding. And then another person said, nah. If they're best friends and you're an empath, it's best for you. You will feel some type of way, a way here and there, but no matter what the case, you need to remember people getting busy, but never let someone not treat you how you need to be treated, like, you know, to be deserved, which I do agree with because I feel like I'm an empath too, because I just feel like with me, I gotta 100% know a person to know why they're MIA. Like, I have a few friends that say, hey, sorry I haven't texted back, I've been working so much. And may I remind you, this friend, she works in the medical field, so I 100% understand. But I also feel like at the same time, if you are another friend who doesn't do, you know, much of, like, how do I say this? If you are a friend that I don't feel is that busy, I just feel like it's kind of like you're a bullshitter, but at the same time, you don't know what to believe because you're so, like, you know, forgiving and trusting of people. Like me, like I said, I work full time. I'm married. I have a daughter on the way, but I still make time to be on my phone because I feel like if I'm on my phone 24/7, if I'm on social media and I see a text message, I'm going to text them back eventually. Even if I fall asleep on them or I forget to text them back, I would tell them, hey, I apologize for not texting back. You know, like, I didn't see the text messages, because sometimes I do miss text messages, but I always text back. There's never a time where I never text back. Another person said, no, we're busy adults. We could always pick up where we left off. I mean, I agree with that, but at the same time, I don't agree with that. Another person has commented, some friendships aren't meant to be, and I feel sad that someone just recently decided that they are going to stop being my friend because of personal issues with someone else. Well, that makes no sense. That was not a good friend, period. Another person has commented, no, we are all in college or having kids, we still love each other. I mean, I feel like you can love each other from afar, but if you hear from them probably like once every blue moon, I just feel like, I don't know, there's not much of a consistency there. Another person has commented, nope. But when I could pick up where I left off with them, I know they aren't true friends. So if you can pick up where you left off with them the last time you spoke to them or the last time you seen them, they're not a true friend, period. And I do agree with that. If I can pick up where I left off with you and I can't feel like we're not on the same page and we're not on the same level as each other, then I can't sit there and associate myself with you. You know what I mean? Another person has commented, no, I expect consistency more that they be there when I need somebody, but I don't expect someone to dedicate their schedule to hang out with me constantly. I'm a new mom, so I don't have time like I used to, but I appreciate those who simply every now and then ask me how I am, which is a general question that people do appreciate, especially if you're a new mom. When you're a new mom, you're going to be super busy, and I don't know that exactly yet, but I know it is coming for me. I am about to be 5 months. I'm 4 months currently right now. So I know, like, if you're a mom and you have a toddler, a teenager, or a little newborn baby, then you're gonna be busy. Like, yes, you're gonna have time to text back eventually, but sometimes they don't have time, including if you're working and you're a mom. You know what I mean? I just feel like if you have some type of stuff going on with you that keeps you so busy to the point where you can't contact anybody, that you shouldn't be on social media trying to contact everybody else on your Facebook statuses or on your Instagram posts. You know what I mean? It's a thing with consistency and communication. Like I said, I mean, I just feel like those are just the two big keys that people don't talk about. They always think it's just communication, but in reality, it's consistency as well, especially in relationships. It's not just communication, it's consistency as well. Another person has commented on my Instagram. I made this roll into Instagram. True friendships don't try too hard. BFFs can be apart for years and pick up where they left off, like riding the bike. I kind of don't agree with that, because it's just like, if that's your best friend, why are you guys apart for years? Like, if they moved away, I understand that. But if you haven't contacted your best friend in a couple years, that's not your best friend, because people aren't the same each year or each couple years. You know what I mean? Like, some people are the same, but most people who I know of that I knew from back then, they're not 100% the same, including myself. I'm not the same person who I was 2 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know. I get where she's coming from, but at the same time, I don't, because people eventually change. They mature more. Doesn't matter how old you are. You could literally be in your fucking 30s and you could be immature as shit still. You could be like the most immature person and you could turn it around 5 years later at the age of, what, 35? Another person's commented, nope, some friends are for different things, which is true. You could have that friend that texts you. You could have that person who don't text you at all. I mean, I wouldn't say that's 100% your friend. That could be just, you know, quote unquote, a friend. Don't say that's your close friend. Don't say that's your best friend. Don't even say they're family. You know what I mean? I mean, if they have kids, I understand that. If they work full time and they have kids and they're married, that's a big role. Like, those are three big roles that's going to keep you super busy. I would understand that. But if you ain't got no kids and you got time to be on your phone, I don't know about that. You shouldn't expect friendships to be consistent. It's not like high school or college where you could talk to each other every single day. If they reach out every now and then, that should be enough. You should be able to go for weeks or months without talking to a friend. When you eventually talk again, nothing should change. Adulting 101. I mean, I do get where she's coming from, like I said, but at the same time, I don't, because it's just like, I get it's not high school or college, but like I said, people be on Facebook and social media like it's high school or college, because social media is a big platform for all ages. So I feel like if you got time to do anything else on your phone, video games, whatever, you got time to text back. I mean, if you don't have time to hang out, it's not hard to pick up the phone and call the person. It's not hard to sit there and text them, you know, see how they've been, see how, you know, that person has been as well. Even if it's a person that's always on Snapchat, do not get me started about Snapchat. Snapchat is a platform on social media as well, where you are posting videos of what you're doing, posting whatever you want on your Snapchat. And some people respond back, some people don't respond back and keep it on open. But it's just like, if you got time to be on Snapchat, you got time to sit there and be like, hey, you know what? Since I'm on Snapchat at the movies by myself, I should invite my friend. Or hey, I'm doing so-and-so with this person, let me invite that person who I haven't seen in a while. It's all about consistency. I said, but like I said, I feel like it's a trend on social media to be on your phones. If they don't see each other often, it would be no harm for at least speaking for a little bit each few days, or even catch up a week later, which is true. I just feel like if you don't talk every day, it's not that hard to catch up every few days or every week, you know, talk for a couple hours, not just for 10 minutes. Cause it's just like, what's my whole point of talking to you? If I barely hear from you, what's the point? If I barely see you, what's the whole point of talking for 5 minutes? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. She said, good point. If you see a friend on social media often and they shouldn't be able to be on their phone 24/7, they should be able to reach out. I have a friend I knew since middle school. We don't talk every day. I see her on social media taking pictures. I would just message her, hello. It's lonely being adults. Talking to old friends are rare moments for me, but if they say something back, whether it's a few days or weeks later, that should be okay. I said, true. Another person said, no, because we have our own lives, but keep it in touch, ? Most definitely, because people are on their phones the majority of the day. You check your phone maybe over 50 times a day. You could take a couple of seconds and call somebody or text them to even check in, which I was just talking about, y'all. I promise you, these are the main things that is literally on your phone. Is social media, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. I just feel like if you don't hang out 24/7, like I said, you could sit there and talk to somebody. If you don't talk, then I just feel like at the end of the day, y'all are kind of associates, not friends. Like, not everybody's gonna be a friend just because you knew Sally for what, a year, maybe 2 years, and you barely hear from Sally. Sally's an associate. But yeah, that's all I gotta say on this topic about consistency. Do you think it is required to be consistent in a friendship? Or do you think, no, people have their own lives and you just roll with it? Make sure to send me a message on this after you listen to this podcast. I'm actually happy to be back. I will be back every single weekend. Don't worry about that. Even if I'm back on a Sunday, guess what? It's still the weekend time. So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing this podcast. I will see you soon. And you can follow me on social media, which is Shardey17, my Instagram, SHARDEY17. And this is Shardey's Thoughts. Remember, guys, that's my new name, not Food for Thought, Shardey's Thoughts. So I hope you guys enjoyed the segment. Like I said, make sure to send me a voice message. I want to hear you guys' opinions. I really do. I want to hear you guys' input on this subject. Do you think it is required to be consistent in a friendship? Agree or disagree, let me know. And you know, I just really wanted to talk about this topic, and I'm glad that I talked about it. I'm glad it's heard, and I hope you guys enjoy hearing this podcast. I know it's 23 minutes, but it was a long podcast and a long awaited topic that I wanted to talk about this whole entire week. So see you guys soon, and see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.